Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Big time guy out of our lineup for the Wolves, Carl Anthony Towns, could miss several weeks potentially. They're saying he may not be back for 4 to 6 weeks. It's not definite, but that's a right calf strain that he has to deal with now, and the team has to deal with it. How will it affect everything? Will it hurt or will it actually help? Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Henry Lake. It's an interesting prospect now to not have Cat in the lineup. What do you think it's going to mean for this team, and how, you know, will they come together with him out of the lineup?
Well, I think that this is the perfect opportunity for the Minnesota Timberwolves to find out who they are, to look in the mirror and figure out how they're going to kind of pull this thing together. And I also think that it's a significant point in the career of Anthony Edwards. And what I mean by that is that I feel like this is the moment in which he can firmly establish that he is arguably the face of the franchise, that he's the best all-around player, and take a step forward from a leadership perspective. I know that the last few years, as Ant has been a rookie and has started to ascend, that we all have viewed this as still, you know, Carl Anthony Towns' team. You know, he's still been the all-star. He's still been, most notably, the face of the franchise, and he's been here the longest. But I think that this is now a time where Ant, I think, can take a step forward. I think that we'll see how this is going to work and operate without a big in the lineup, because you know that Rudy's a true five, and we know that the at least the post area and the interior of this team on the offensive end will be less congested with Cat out of there. So I think that this is a moment where everybody on the team can rally, can come together, and we'll see how things work out.
And they got to do this quick. It is 7:45. Henry Lake joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant in town tonight. You can listen right here on WCCRadio.com. Or WCCR
Tyus Jones
Radio.
Coming home.
Yeah, yeah, I know it. And Tyus Jones as well. Desmond Bane is out, though. You know, he's good for about 24.7 points. He's out because of a toe injury. That could help.
He's a Wolves killer. Like, he's the guy that always brings his A game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We know that John Morant's like the face of their franchise, and he's the guy. And he is one of the, you know, one of the top, I'd say, 10 stars in the NBA. But man, Desmond Bane is that guy that absolutely has crushed us, has killed us. He's the guy that's always knocking down the significant shots against the Timberwolves. So yeah, we'll be without Cat. They'll be without Bane. I think that they actually have a more well-rounded team than we do, but at the end of the day, it's a rivalry, right? Like, that's the team that knocked us out of the postseason last year. So let's see us bring the fight tonight.
That was a fun series at the end of last year. It really was. And I'm just really curious, the team, as far, you know, our team obviously is different from the end of last season. Are the Grizzlies, you know, really different, or are they bringing that same strong kind of team besides Desmond Bane?
Well, we have, I think that they're pretty much the same team. I know that we have Kyle Anderson slow-mo on our squad, and he was with the Grizzlies last year, but they're just getting back Jaren Jackson Jr. So he was out a good portion of the start of this season with an injury, and now he's been back in their lineup for about a week or week and a half. And so he's a significant contributor. He's like one of their best players, and he's a guy that's going to try to establish himself in the post and also kind of flows out there on the perimeter at times. So, you know, they're starting to get pieces back, and then eventually they'll get Desmond Bane back as well.
Okay. We will listen tonight. You're going to start things off at 6 o'clock with some pregame action, and then, of course, we'll have Timberwolves tonight afterwards as well.
Yep. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow.
We will look forward to that. Thank you, Henry.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.